Ελεύθερην.
Επί απροσωπική στάση.
Ειν υπόση. Μας ο Λόγιος Χριστός αβάρβαν, ους έτους εν ιόνε τους απειλών οι Απόστολοι, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see them which you see and have not seen them, and to hear them which you hear and have not heard them. But as for us, for they see and for they hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, for that prayer. Remember also our master have bidden us to remember the supplications and prayers which offer up unto you, Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Prophet and the king, may his blessings be with us. Amen. You who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your strength and come and save us. Restore us, O God. Cause your face to shine and we shall be saved. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord God is here, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Unto him be the glory forever. Amen. Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father Zacharias. His mother answered and said, "No, he shall be called John." But they said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who is called by this name." So they made signs to his father what he would have called him. And he asked for a written tablet and wrote, saying his name is John. So they all marveled. Immediately his mouth was open and his tongue loose, and he spoke praising God. Then fear came on all who dwelt around them, and all these sayings were discussed throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all those who heard them kept them in their hearts, saying, "What kind of child will this be?" And the hand of the Lord was with him. Now his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, For you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people that by the remission of their sins. Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. So the child grew and became strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostor, who created heaven and earth, unseen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God,
begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified, was from Pontius Pilate, and suffered, and was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to heaven, and sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again as glory to judge the dead, and his kingdom shall have no end. Yes, believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, spoke by the prophets, and one holy captain of apostolic church, we confess and baptize the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Achtet ihr euch, wollt ihr sein Honig verhauen? Schlieel, ihr ne Posi.